This is from yesterday, 12/8. Is it 12/8 yesterday? 12/5. So this is from 12/5. First name is Geronimo, Geronimo. Last name Guerrero, Guerrero. Date of birth is 7/20/1973. This is a 47-year-old gentleman presents complaining of chest pain. Patient feels short of breath. He can't take a deep breath. When he takes a deep breath, he feels like he has pain in his chest and his shoulder. Has had no fever, chills, nausea, vomiting. Has no history of cardiac problems. Family history. He does have family history of heart disease. Most significant. Period. New paragraph. COVID immunization is up to date. Allergy none. Review of system. Left arm pain. Chest pain. Shortness of breath with activity. Shortness of breath with taking a deep breath. The social doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. He's a driver. He drives a lot. During the day, he's in the car. Medications, none. Medical problems, negative. Surgical problems, negative. Allergy, none. And drug allergy. Family history, as I mentioned, positive for coronary artery disease. Has had... positive for coronary artery disease. Let's see if there's anything else. And a pancreatic cancer and lung cancer. Period. New paragraph. Last year he had an evaluation of his legs and carotid. He did have carotid stenosis and some peripheral vascular disease that needs to be reevaluated at this time as well. Period. On exam. He has the following blood pressure, of course. Uh, 129/78, 69, 16, 98.5, 95, 221 pounds, no significant change. Heart positive, small positive to lungs, the bronchi, otherwise clear. Abdomen is soft, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed, logical non-focal, skin shows no rash. Patient does have pilodema bilaterally. Assessment number one, left arm pain slash chest pain. Chest x-ray shows what looks like a patchy infiltrates. EKG is totally normal. Number two, peripheral vascular disease, no significant change from last year. Number three, coronary artery history of... fatty liver, no significant change from last year. Next one was carotid stenosis, mild, no hemodynamic, unstable lesions noted. Next one's echocardiogram with ejection fraction around 59%. This one's also shoulder Doppler studies, reveals no evidence of vascular and or arterial problems, venous or arterial problems causing patient's pain. Given patient's current status, I believe patient deserves a CT of his chest to rule out pulmonary embolus, as well as a CPK, troponin, and repeat EKG. For this reason, he's going to be sent to the emergency room for further evaluation. He was given a note regarding going to the emergency room now. He knows where to go. Above was discussed with patient at length before leaving the clinic. Next number of patient was given instruction where to go. And then at the bottom, put down addendum. Patient in the emergency room had a negative CT of his chest for PE, except he did have patchy infiltrates of his lungs and abnormal CPK and troponin, but because of his continual chest pain, he's being admitted to the hospital for further evaluation at this time. So that's him. Thank you. We'll get hospital records after discharge. Thank you.